You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win was 21-20. That's been enhanced to 6-5. And Benica Fobe to score and Bournemouth to win was 18-1. That's been enhanced to 20-1. Tom, we spoke about Spurs' brilliant home record last week. They've now won 11 straight Premier League games at White Hart Lane, and they taught Watford a lesson, winning that game 4-0 without coming out of second gear last weekend. And Harry Kane to come back into the lineup as well. He got half an hour against Watford last week. And the brilliant thing about Spurs this season is, even when they've had injuries, they've got strength in depth now. Kieran Trippier's come in for Danny Rose, and we've talked in detail about Heung-min Son and how he's been influential at times for Spurs this season as well. So everything looks good for Tottenham going forward.
I think that's what comes from, you know, having just a fantastic manager, and he is one of the best, Pochettino, because, you know, their recruitment actually hasn't been sensational under him, but some of the players and the mentality of the ones that come in has been brilliant. And, you know, when Harry Kane suffered that injury, that's the big question. Well, Tottenham are going to fade away. They might face a battle to just even be in the top four. But they've kept going because I think there's such a team mentality there that even without someone like Harry Kane, who's got a great sort of approach to the game himself, you know, the players have been stepping up, and Tottenham have just been irresistible. I mean, they've been fantastic. In any other season, you know, they've been pushing the team at the top very, very close. But unfortunately for them, you know, Chelsea keep winning, but they keep putting the pressure on. That's all they can do. And at home, they're brilliant. And the thing for Tottenham this year, from maybe last year, is they're adding more and more goals to their game. And they've got that kind of killer instinct now. I mean, you know, their record last season was sensational, but they're ruthless and they really bury a team. And I've been so impressed when I've watched Tottenham this season in how quick they start matches. And they're going to do exactly the same in this one. They're at home, 7 wins in a row. They've scored 24 goals in that run. They've only conceded 4. And they're up against a Bournemouth side who are flaky at best on their travels. 1 win in 10 away from home. They've conceded 23 goals in those 10 matches. So I just think that Tottenham will be licking their lips at the prospect of this one, because I don't know what Bournemouth's approach is anymore to these away games. They used to, you know, have incredible pace on the counter-attack and they cause problems. But Tottenham don't even let you do that. They're that good, you know, as far as the shape is concerned, in possession and taking their chances and creating chances. They get you under the cosh early on. So I'd look for early goals in this one. I think Tottenham will try and get the game buried probably in the first half, and I think that they're more than likely to do so. And they win this with a margin. How big that margin is, I suppose, depends on what you think about Bournemouth and Tottenham with Harry Kane coming back. But 6 of their last 10 have been won by at least 2 goals. So I've got to go for something similar again. You know, Tottenham minus a goal, look, it's 4-6. But Tottenham minus 2 at 7-10 is where I'm going to head here, Dave, because I just think it's going to be past scorelines now for Tottenham at home against these kind of teams, a 3-4-0, and I think they'll do the same.
Spurs to win half-time, full-time as well on the double result market, available at 7-10. One bet that could be of interest in the enhanced odds markets as well: Harry Kane to score and Spurs to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. That was 19-5. That's been enhanced to 4-1, which looks good. Harry Kane actually didn't feature in the reverse fixture, and that's the only time this season that Spurs have failed to score in a league game. That game ended 0-0 at Bournemouth earlier on in the season. How do you see this one, Derek?
I tread warily with Kane. I know we got half an hour last week, but that was a bad injury he had. I'd like to see, you know, before I start piling on him, money on him to score, I'd like to see the evidence that he's back to full fitness. And in his absence, I mean, that Heung-min Son has been unbelievable, hasn't he? I mean, where's he come from? You see him on Tottenham's live games, and he always seems to do, you know, he seems to reserve his best performances for those live TV games. In fact, it's where Aha got their song from, "The Sun Always Shines on TV." Boom, boom! I've been dying to get that in all season. You know, I look at this fixture, and Bournemouth, you look where Bournemouth are, and they're pretty much safe from relegation. I know they're not mathematically safe, but they ain't going to be pulled in now. So you'd argue they've got nothing to lose. Well, my money's on their next 6 games, because I just don't see them trying a leg between now and the end of the season. Job done for them. They're playing against a Tottenham team who are expected to beat them and will beat them. You know, it's almost a day off this for Bournemouth. What I would say, though, I mean, Tottenham are 1-4. Historically, you know, they'd be Dragons territory, isn't it? I mean, it's a different Tottenham now, I know, but still, the betting instinct is, oh, God, a little bit short that. But there's a big difference between Tottenham at 1-4 and Tottenham at 8-5 to win with both teams scoring. That's a massive difference, that, just for Bournemouth to get on the score sheet. And let's not forget they've scored against both Chelsea and Man City in recent games. So that's where my money's going. Tottenham to win, both teams to score, 8-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.